If you could design your world any way you like, what would it look like? What roles would you play and who would you play them with? Where would you live and what activities and objects would you enjoy? Your imagination has no limitations. Every color of pencil imaginable is sharpened and ready for use. Focus particularly on yourself and what falls under your immediate control. Now, if you knew that this world was possible, how hard would you work to create it? How fast would you run to get there? The great thing about having a clear vision of where you want to arrive is that this goal not only guides you and turns work into rewarding pleasure as you watch your progress appear, but it trains your brain to turn it into reality seemingly without any effort on your part, though of course you shouldn't give up on your efforts, which your vision should encourage. Just as the biker afraid of hitting a rock tends to ride straight into it, and the musician afraid of making a mistake tenses up and plays a wrong note, your focus on a positive vision draws you toward it as if its gravity drew your old and new worlds together. This visualization is a step beyond mere positive thinking. It's about reprogramming your brain, which eventually accepts whatever data you insert often and clearly enough. Your assignment is to think about your ideal world often enough to create it in your mind with stunning, high-definition clarity. Remember to accompany your visualization with the most positive emotions possible as you review it. Because emotion is the primary language of the subconscious, you must speak its language to program it effectively. Healing and growth is a two-step process, learning and unlearning. Too many healers focus solely on correcting or erasing the errors of the past, when in reality, much of that can be accomplished by simply painting over it. By creating and growing comfortable with a new reality inside your mind, your brain can more easily let go of the old because you have provided a comfortable new location for it to land.